Wonderful Thursday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me for a few moments this morning as we begin our day in God's Word. Today, we are in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. Today's reading includes two parables depicting status reversal in which persons of low rank, a widow and a tax collector, serve as models of prayer. The first parable teaches about not becoming discouraged, and the second one about being humble. And God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading at Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to teach them that they should always pray and never become discouraged. In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. And there was a widow in that same town who kept coming to him and pleading for her rights, saying, "Help me against my opponent." And for a long time the judge refused to act, but at last he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or respect people, yet because of all the trouble this widow is giving me, I will see to it that she gets her rights. If I don't, she will keep on coming and bothering me and finally wear me out." And the Lord continued, "Listen to what that corrupt judge said. Now, will God not judge in favor of his own people who cry to him day and night for help? Will he be slow to help them? I tell you, he will judge in their favor and do it quickly. But will the Son of Man find faith on earth when he comes?" Jesus also told this parable to people who were sure of their own goodness and despised everybody else. Once there were two men who went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood apart by himself and prayed, "Oh, I thank you, God, that I'm not greedy or dishonest or an adulterer like everybody else. And I thank you that I'm not like that tax collector over there. I fast 2 days a week. I give one-tenth of all my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance and would not even raise his face to heaven, but beat on his chest and said, "God, have pity on me, a sinner." I tell you, Jesus said that the tax collector and not the Pharisee was in the right with God when he went home. For those who make themselves great will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be made great. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 18 and verse 14, where Jesus said, "Those who make themselves great will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be made great." And so, beloved, okay, the parable speaks for itself. We have no bragging rights with God. Oh, we might have accomplished some things on this earth that others may look at our lives and say, "Oh, what a special person that person is over there. They're, you know, really close to God. They're in a, you know, first name relationship with Jesus and all of that." But the bottom line is that, you know, we are special only because of our position in Christ. Because we have been adopted into God's family. God says we are special. It's not of works of righteousness that we have done, but it's according to his mercy that he saves us. Let's pray. Lord God, have pity on me, a sinner. I humbly confess my sins to you, and I thank and praise you for your forgiveness and your steadfast love and mercy. In your holy name I pray, amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 22, where we will find the Israelites as slaves in Egypt. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.